Shock the System. Welcome to Dank Discussions with your host, Calican CEO Maynard Breslow. In each episode, you'll learn from the trailblazers, leaders, entrepreneurs, and influencers in the ever-moving, ever-growing cannabis industry.
Hey there, everybody. Welcome to Dank Discussions. Today, we're joined by Doug Schneider and Silvana Nardone. Doug is the co-founder and chief business development officer, and Silvana is the co-founder and chief creative officer. So thanks for joining us today, Doug and Silvana.
Thank you.
It's great to be with you.
Yeah, no, it's really great. Excited to have you guys on. We'll be talking, obviously, about you, your background, and your company, Via Viaggio. And we will be talking as well about what's cool about Via Viaggio is kind of adaptogens combined with CBD, which I think is a unique talking about that, but also talking about food and nature as a great healing tool. And also talking about kind of the hustle and the travails that go along with having not only a startup, but a cannabis startup. So a lot of good stuff to talk about today. Excited to get all into all of that. I guess we'll start off easy, right? So let our listeners know where you're based, I would say.
We are based in Brooklyn, New York, and Dobbs Ferry, New York. So we're in two counties, and we have different audiences in each.
Very good.
We have wholesale and retail, and then, of course, just people from our website, mostly who come from friends, you know, and other people have purchased our product.
Very good. Very good. And I guess, yeah, I mean, that's one thing that stood out right away, right? You know, just the way you described Via Viaggio, you know, New York hand harvested organic full spectrum CBD in Brooklyn blended wild crafted adaptogens, right? So it's a mouthful, but it definitely rolls off the tongue at the same time. And, you know, it's pretty exciting stuff in New York, right? I think in terms of cannabis right now, a good place to be. You know, exciting. I think it was a long time coming, but I think sometimes being patient and, you know, doing it the right way, I think the rollout actually, you know, between New York, New Jersey has been definitely a lot better than California, that's for sure. But talk to me a little bit about that, right? You mentioned it briefly, but kind of how are people feeling now, you know, taking on not just cannabis in general, but also your products? How are people kind of viewing it, judging it, everything like that?
Well, our CBD products have been on the market now for about a year and a half, and we've gained a lot of traction within the New York area because of our location here. And you know, we've grown fairly steadily here with some wholesale accounts carrying our products. But with the whole legalization thing happening in New York, there are a lot of, our eyes are definitely set on that market. There's a lot of excitement around how that's all going to play out. And of course, nobody has the full details yet. So we're kind of in this holding pattern where we're eagerly awaiting our opportunity to get into cannabis edible space. But right now, you know, we're just trying to cultivate, you know, a successful CBD brand.
And definitely. So talk to me then, I guess, as well, kind of, you know, going back, obviously, having a CD brand isn't easy, and we'll get into, you know, all that stuff. But talking about your background in general with cannabis and what's led now to Via Viaggio.
Yeah, well, I'm a food photographer by trade, and I've been doing food photography for about 15 years and spent a lot of time in publishing and the photography industries, but I've always been a fan of cannabis. I went to college in Vermont. You know, marijuana plants were like the state plant unofficially. So I discovered my love for cannabis going to school up there. I'm a musician, so I'm really into, you know, the whole vibe around performing, listening to music, and having a little enhancement there. And when, you know, we're just getting into kind of the next topic, you know, when the pandemic hit, my food photography business was pretty much wiped away by the pandemic. Nobody wanted, restaurants weren't even open anymore. So there was very little food to shoot. So, you know, I had to kind of think about ways that I could remain creative and also, you know, make a living. And that's kind of when Silvana and I connected on this idea. And, you know, maybe that's a good segue into the genesis of Via Viaggio.
Well, at the time I was actually working in hospitality. I was the CMO of a 5-unit restaurant chain in Manhattan. And we were, you know, delivering meals to nurses and all the frontline workers. And we had our truck and we would just go hospital to hospital. And I had this massive delivery schedule and, you know, what people could eat and not eat. I mean, it was, that became my job. And we were thankful to be able to help in any way possible. During all that time, of course, I couldn't see my kids because I was exposed all the time. And it became really stressful. And I had a lot of anxiety about that and a lot of guilt as a mother, you know, not seeing her kids and choosing, you know, to be out in the forefront, you know, with the frontline workers in a way that I could be of help instead of with my family, you know. So that was stressful too. And so I decided, you know, what can I do? I went to a health food store. I bought some CBD tincture. I brought it home. I also was taking adaptogens. And, you know, individually, the flavor wasn't very appealing to me. It wasn't a nice experience or a nice ritual. And so I thought there's got to be a better way to deliver this stuff. And eventually I did tell my boss that I needed to see my daughter and my son and that I needed to take a step back and, you know, do my job from the home. And he said, okay. And then during that time, I also was able to experiment with what vehicle can I use to take CBD and adaptogens and in one shot, you know, versus like make a smoothie or have a meal out of it. And gummies became the idea, you know, after talking with Doug, we were like, well, why don't we just make gummies? And I had owned a bakery before. I knew a lot about food production, but not, I had never made a gummy in my life. So that's where the summer of experimenting came, of lots of failures, things that would melt, things that would get moldy. You know, like I was like, wow, I thought it'd be easy, but wait, it's definitely giving me a bit of a challenge here. And, but finally I did, you know, make a formula that held together and we loved. And then I started playing with different flavors that I thought would be interesting as a chef. Instead of having your classic fruit punch or peach or grape, you know, what could I play with? So then I did research on different flavor extracts that come from nature, you know, that aren't manufactured in a lab. And those have such powerful flavor and you need like a few drops to flavor an entire batch. You know, because they're like 5 times what you would get or 10 times what you would get just in the supermarket if you bought an extract of a flavor.
But can I just
please, yeah,
add that we had tried several gummies at the beginning and we were always disappointed with the quality. First of all, there were kids' candy, you know, just as a delivery tool for cannabis or CBD, but it was lemon and it was grape. They were one-dimensional flavors. And we just thought there's so many other possibilities here. We can make a really sophisticated tasting gummy if we just add some herbs to this, some spices, mixing different fruits, you know, mimicking desserts or cocktails. You know, there was so much more that we thought we could do. And, you know, as soon as we found the perfect hemp CBD source locally here, it was just a matter of playing with flavors. And that's what Solana does so well.
I think anything comes down to the quality of the ingredients that you use. So starting from the CBD, that was the most important ingredient. And then the adaptogens, you know, where are we going to get these adaptogens? What will the adaptogens do? Because each adaptogen has a function, you know, just like CBD, the question we get asked most often is, I don't understand what the difference is between all of your gummies, you know, because they're not organized by flavor. They're organized by function so that you could have one gummy that's great for energy. Why? Because, you know, the first question there usually was, well, why would I want energy if I'm trying to get some calm, you know? And the reality is it's like having a green tea, you know, it's a mellow energy. It's an energy you might want when you go to work out. or maybe you're, instead of your afternoon coffee, you have an energy gummy and now you feel good. You know, you feel calm and you have energy, but it's not like drinking a Red Bull, you know? So every adaptogen has its reason for being in there. And in the case of the energy, it's green coffee is one of the major adaptogens, guaranha. There are all these, a blend of adaptogens that add to the effect of that sort of calm. And then the flavors, you know, what do you think of when you think of energy? So we ended up combining a Japanese mint with some lime, you know, so it's perky. Yeah. So the flavors lift you up. And so the combination is, it's a whole experience. And that is what was lacking, in my opinion, as someone who wants the CBD and adaptogens, or even, you know, down the line, the THC, but I don't necessarily want to feel like I'm eating a kid's fruit roll-up, you know, like I want to have a flavor experience, you know, because as you're chewing it, of course, you know, botanicals all have their distinct flavors. They're bitter, they're sour, they're sweet. And all of that, as you're chewing, comes into play in your mouth. You're thinking, wait, where'd that come from? You know, and it's like it's bouncing all over the place because as you chew, more and more flavors are coming through.
There's a lot of balancing to be done in this medium because you're dealing with hemp CBD, which has a bitterness to it. The larger the dose, the more bitter it's going to be. Adaptogens have a very, very herbaceous profile. And then we're using different flavors to try to balance that. And it's a challenge, but it also, you know, it creates, I think, a better culinary experience for somebody who is looking beyond just having their candy, you know, and you know, having a few chews of each gummy gives them a more dynamic experience.
And, you know, I hear all that, you know, and I keep hearing this word. First of all, that's one of the things that drew me first and foremost to reach out, right? Was like, wow, like they look so different from anything else out there. And I don't say this often because, you know, a lot of times we don't even focus so much on the products of people who come on because there's so much experience, expertise that, you know, this really, you know, just stood out right away, these products, because they are so unique, right? So when I see something unique, it really does capture me because I've, you know, being in the industry for quite a while now, you know, we've seen it all kind of thing. Right. And one of the things here is even the pictures, it feels like there's like a texture, there's a taste to it, you know, there's a smell to it all that I can like see through it in that regard. But you guys keep throwing this word out, adaptogens, right? And, you know, we have so much content here in terms of cannabinoids and terpenes, flavonoids, and all this stuff that goes around. And I think it's become kind of second nature. We take for granted in the industry that we know so much about this stuff. But I guess, you know, for the uninitiated, such as myself, right, what exactly are adaptogens, right? What exactly is an adaptogen? What is it meant to do? Why is it important to mix your CBD with that? Like, what is it? What's actually, you know, so walk me down that path.
An adaptogen is a botanical. It's a plant botanical. It's plant medicine. They've been used for centuries across many cultures, many countries, and the word comes from the ability of these specific plant medicines to adapt to the body's needs. So if you need more relaxation, if you need more excitement, if you need more immunity, like it heals you in different ways. And even our aphrodisiac gummy, you know, these are the adaptogens used in that for centuries have been used to lift libido, you know, so they each have a role in our lives as men and women. And interestingly, the deeper you dive into adaptogens, the more, of course, you learn and the more you realize there's so much more to do with them than what we've done with them. You know, we're lucky to have partnered with an adaptogen with what do they call themselves?
Apothecary,
yes. They're an apothecary where all they do, you know, if you go back in their lab, it looks like a lab, you know, they're doing plant extractions and
it's all these like psychedelic colors and incredibly vivid natural tones. It's not like a chemical lab, you know, it's all beautiful botanicals.
No, and then the truth is, like, what I love about them is that it's their life. Like, they live and breathe adaptogens. They understand them, you know, of course, in the most detailed of ways. And I learn from them every time I stop in and pick up more adaptogens, because in all honesty, what do I know about adaptogens? What I've read about adaptogens and what I've learned from them, but what we continue to learn as we use them ourselves, you're drawn to the adaptogens that you need. You know, it's like food. You know, you're drawn to things that you want to eat because your body wants them, you know. Maybe not in all cases, you could say, but in most cases, that's the truth, you know?
Yeah, I think, you know, we're all drawn to certain things, and that's maybe why we're drawn to certain cannabinoids, or our bodies are drawn to certain things as well. Now, you know, excuse me for playing, you know, kind of devil's advocate in a sense, but, you know, how much of this with adaptogens is like, you know, kind of urban legend, right? Like, when I think of like libido, right, you think of like shucking some oysters, right? And like, oysters gonna be good, aphrodisiac, libido, these kind of things. And how much is this is like actually science-based, backed by, you know, and obviously, you know, stuff been used for hundreds, sometimes thousands of years, kind of speaks for itself. But, you know, we live in a society where it's like so much like, you know, wanting to bring stuff from the past back that's been lost, and at the same time wanting to incorporate in kind of this like science-based viewpoint, right?
It is, I would say, you know, I'm a storyteller at the end of the day, and I weave together ideas and thoughts and feelings. And to me, as I explain all the time with any of our products, the truth is, scientifically, we know what CBD does. Mm-hmm. And even that, people question, even mm-hmm. the science behind the CBD. Sure. So, you know, you'll always have people questioning. At the end of the day, for us, whether it's the CBD or the adaptogens, we want people to taste it. You know, we'll give things away for free just so people can see for themselves. Do they feel anything? Do they feel any better? Do they feel any different? And that's the best possible experience. And, you know, 9.5 out of 10 times people will say, I've taken CBD before. I never felt anything. And I'm, you know, now I'm a believer. You know, we just had someone on one of our wholesale accounts, Shen Beauty in Brooklyn. What was the word she used?
Game changer.
Game changer, but also insomnia
buster.
But, you know, so she said it's an insomnia buster, and she had been suffering from insomnia for years. And, you know, to me, it's what I've learned in my lifetime of food and knowledge is that everybody digests things differently. So, you know, the way I started in this whole, I believe food can heal you or hurt you. And that's because my son, who's now 25, he had lots of health issues when he was in fifth grade. And it turned out that he was gluten and dairy intolerant. And I owned a bakery at the time full of 50-pound bags of flour. So, and I was a single mom, and there I was, like, he would come over after school, which was, you know, my bakery was around the corner from his school, and sit and do his homework and eat whatever I had made that day. Mm. And so, you know, then when he was diagnosed with gluten and dairy intolerance, my whole food world changed. You know, I was like, wow. It is true. Like, you are what you eat, you know, like this, all these things that people say. And I had to start from zero and reteach myself how to bake without gluten, without dairy, with all the things he knew and had tasted. He was 10 years old. You know, he knew what a chocolate chip cookie looked like and tasted like. So it was my job as his mom and as a baker to make that for him once again. And eventually I did, and I wrote a cookbook about it, and it did very well. And that's where I really learned that food can hurt or heal. And we as individuals have the power to help or hurt ourselves. You know, like, each one of us has issues, you know, dietarily, that we know we probably shouldn't eat this or too much of that. but we do anyway because we just love it, you know, and that's a choice. And it's a good choice to have. You know, some of us don't, like my son, he doesn't have that choice, you know, like the choice has been made for him. And so that's where I really got into what do I put in my body? How do I help myself? And that's where CBD and adaptogens come in too, because not only does it, CBD allows you to, for me at least, at the dosage we have, which is 50 milligrams, which is at least twice, if not five times more potent than other CBD companies out there. It's because that we, in talking with our farmer up in Hudson, New York, that's the sweet spot. That's where it's, you're going to feel something is happening. You know, you're going to feel a change in your body, that shift that you need, which is why you're seeking it out in the first place. And that was life changing for not just us, but our customers, our friends, our family, who we shared our CBD stuff with. You know, they were like, wait, this is different than all the other CBD. And then you have some people who don't feel a thing, you know, so it's not to say that everyone has the same experience, because they do not. And that's part of the beauty of life, is that we're all different, you know, and that comes also into play here.
I love that. I love that. That's a great answer too, because, you know, obviously you can look down a label and you can look at studies and you can know exactly what it does for you. And I think, you know, there's a science and there's an art, right? And I think there's something that's also be said about listening to our bodies and listening to, you know, what does this do and how does this make me feel, you know, on both sides, right? Like you said, someone could try a product and they're like, it didn't do anything to me. I don't know, you know, and another person could try and be like, wow, that like really, I've tried everything and that like changed my life. Like I can actually like the irritation, the inflammation in my knee, like completely dissipated. Like I can't, even, you know, and so it's just, you know, a lot of body chemistry going on and, you know, and just expecting something to do something because it says it's going to do something automatically or doesn't, or I need to see this and see that, you know? And I think, yeah, you know, it's something that just comes in with experience as well. And we don't know everything up front, right at first, like you said, with your son, right? You know, how to know what the underlying causes of probably some of these maladies that are going on. And it's like, okay, well, that explains a lot, you know? So
which changed my life. And, you know, and that's all because of food. So, you know, so when you think about it, like, what are the ingredients that go into anything, into the meal you're making tonight, into the gummy I'm formulating for tomorrow? You know, like, it matters. It matters what we choose to consume, you know, and I'm Italian, and I grew up with the everything in moderation lifestyle, you know, where it's like you can have everything, but in moderation, you know. It's when you get excess, you know, when you decide I'm going to eat, as my son was doing, he was eating gluten at every meal, you know, bread, crackers, whatever it had gluten in it or some sort of wheat. And, you know, same with dairy. It's like all the things that kids eat that have dairy in it. You don't realize it until you can't have it anymore. And then you think, oh, wait, I have to get rid of all these things in my fridge and my cabinets and my freezer. It's like 90% of what you consume. And so then when you think about everything in moderation, you realize, wait, I haven't been living that way. And maybe if I did, I wouldn't have so many imbalances in my body, you know? So that's where I try to think of, you know, from that point of view. I don't know. It's not like my success rate is not 100%, but it's, I constantly remind myself that, keep myself in check. And then, you know, there are days where I just indulge all day long and that's good, but I don't do that every day, you know, and that's the difference.
And it's definitely powerful stuff. And, you know, on that note, in terms of keeping things in balance, you know, I know that this last few years have been pretty out of balance, right? You know, mentioning anxieties coming up and all the things that are going to happen and seeking relief in different ways. And for one reason or another, right, you guys mentioned, you know, you started this in the middle of pandemic. I mean, first of all, you know, I guess congratulations, right, for taking this huge leap of faith in this time, right? But kind of what was that thought process in that regard, you know, and talk to me about some of those travails, you know, that you had to go through. It's hard enough starting, having a startup, hard enough having cannabis start off and even worse during COVID. So talk to me about some of that stuff that you went through.
Yeah, I mean, first of all, like we mentioned before, we had a lot of challenges making a product that we were proud to put out there. You know, it took months of, you know, development, trial and error, you know, and then once we got the products that we thought were, you know, the best in class, then we realized that we had so many hurdles just to get, you know, a website up that any bank or merchant processor would do business with. We didn't realize in a state like New York, where you can sell CBD legally and, you know, it's federally legal, that no big corporations or banks or anything wanted to have anything to do with us. So we spent months looking for a bank that would work with us. And we spoke to a lot of other small businesses in this space who were having the same issues. But one of the bright lights here, one of the redeeming factors was that there were so many kind people in this industry who were willing to help us out. And we realized that we were kind of like all in this together. There's a very generous spirit in this cannabis industry where everybody that we spoke with was willing to give us, you know, a hint there or a tip here to try to, you know, share their experiences and their previous stumbles, and the wisdom from that finally led us to, you know, find a bank we could work with. We're still actually struggling to figure out our merchant processing system. So, you know, our website's a little bit clunky with the ordering system. You know, we're getting payments through everything, you know, pretty much, you know, we can use a credit card now, but we have to bypass this, and then we have to, you know, ask people to use Zelle or Venmo and things like that. And those things are still part of the, you know, the stumbling blocks that we're dealing with. But we realize that we're also, because we have such a great product in this space and this industry is just exploding in New York and also, you know, worldwide, that we are so determined to stick it out despite the challenges. The redeeming, when it all comes down to it, the feedback we get from our customers and the testimonials about how this is helping people finally fall asleep or finally calm their nerves or ease their pain, that just makes us want to keep going, you know? So the hurdles that we face are not insurmountable. We just have to find sometimes different ways of doing business than any other small business.
Yeah, and you're definitely not alone, right? I mean, in any other industry, if you're kind of like, man, I can't get banking, and people would look at you sideways and be like, man, what's up with this guy's background? You know, but this is just how it is sometimes, right? I mean, you're definitely not alone. This is something that a lot of people are dealing with this. And it's great, right? You know, because we learn how to adapt with the adaptogens, I guess. But yeah, you know, how to adapt. And like you said, right, sometimes someone leading us a certain way and saying, okay, cool, get me to the next step and moving forward another way. So it's definitely not easy. Now, you know, I guess, you know, you mentioned that hurdle. Is that the biggest obstacle that you guys are still facing, you know, or is there anything else that comes to mind?
I would say it's also really hard to get publicity and press, you know, because CBD is such a competitive market right now. You can find this stuff in gas stations, the grocery store. It's, you know, of course, a lot of the products are of dubious, but it is everywhere now. And nobody seems to want to write an article about a CBD brand. Even if we have the differentiator and adaptogens, we have Silvana's incredible backstory as a recipe developer, making foods to help heal people. We've still found it very difficult to get, you know, to get ourselves out there beyond our, you know, our own little orbit here of people that have tried our products or friends of ours or customers, you know, who tell their friends. That really is that's how we're growing right now, organically and slowly. We recently got a piece mentioned in the New York Press Grub Street blog, which was really huge for us. You know, that kind of put us on the map as far as a mainstream press mention. And that was actually for the aphrodisiac gummy on Valentine's Day. So that was a really cool little thing that we have that we're proud of. But we're still, you know, we're still trying to get something to break through to a wider audience. And that's not so easy.
Yeah, I mean, I worked in magazines for over a decade. And, you know, so I do know a lot of people in the industry. And the I think what comes up the most is my editor's not a believer. You know, my editor is a skeptic of CBD. And that's the biggest hurdle. And I think, like Doug said,
it's so crazy, right? It's like, what the?
Coming up, it's like, if you can buy it at the gas station, can it be good? Probably not, you know, like, but then it goes back to what ingredients are being used. And that, if you take the time, it's just like with anything else, a chocolate bar, you know, you could buy a chocolate bar at the gas station too, but is that going to be the same quality chocolate bar as the one that we just recently had, which was made in the South Bronx by these three brothers by hand? No, you know, it's completely different kind of chocolate. So it's the same thing. And as someone who worked in food magazines for over a decade, it's hard for me to understand where people are coming from. It's like, why would you think all CBD is gas station CBD? You know, like that it doesn't work, that there's no, it's just a gimmick. It's just, it's what they said about gluten-free. You know, when Isaiah was diagnosed, no one knew what the word gluten was. And then now everyone, there are like a million products out there with gluten. People are like, it's just a fad. It's going to pass. And it's here to stay. And that's the same with CBD. People think, oh, it's so popular now and it's oversaturated. Yeah, it's oversaturated with a lot of CBD products, not all of which are at a high level of ingredients, you know? So I think, like with anything, you just have to, you have to look, read the ingredient label, get to know the people. It's really me and Doug. Like, this is the company. You know, we speak to people on the phone all the time who have questions about CBD, who know nothing but are curious. And we'll spend an hour with them on the phone because it matters to us. You know, it matters how people feel. And if we can help them feel better in whatever they're struggling with, we're happy, like we did a week ago, to spend a half an hour on the phone with a woman in Georgia because her daughter lives in Brooklyn, you know, and they went to a store that carries our product. She bought it and she was like, I don't know if I wanted to take it. I need to understand more. And so we were like, just give us a call. Here's our phone number. And it's that sort of relationship building that also makes us very different, because we do want to know what's going on with you. We do want to have a conversation. We do want to share any knowledge that we have that could help you feel better, you know, and that people are thankful. They're, you know, she was like, I can't believe you spent a half an hour on the phone with me. I'm like, why not? You know, like, this is an important conversation. Like, for her to understand what she's consuming matters to us, you know, and why she's consuming it.
Meanwhile, going back to my last point, it doesn't escape me that this podcast is great publicity for us. So just being able, having the opportunity to express ourselves with you and share this,
it's our,
when
first
it comes
podcast.
Out. This is our first podcast.
Yeah, not so bad. Pretty good. No, but seriously, no, it's great. You know, always happy, you know, to bring people on, you know, and it's honestly so crazy making, right? That you have something here, you've put something in, it's so different from a lot of stuff in the industry. And then you have somebody who you respect and he's like, CBD, I'm skeptical, right? Like, where would you see that about anything else, right? You know, about other things, right? You know, a skeptical Xanax, what is it going to do? All these, you know, just whatever people are willing to take all kinds of pills, right? But, right. But this other thing over here, I'm skeptical. I don't know if that's, you know, and it stands as a barrier, right? Or somebody's like, my daughter got it for me, but I don't know if I want to take it because of this and this, you know. But what it shows as well, because there's so many people who are passionate about it and so many people who are using it, it really is, you know, it's not a magic bullet. It's not some thing that's going to cure all. And that's where we get in trouble too, is where people start saying all kinds of out there stuff. And then people get her like, I don't know, it sounds a little too good to be true, right? But when there's something that really is at the forefront of something not new, because it's been around, right? It's not something new, but something that is changing people's lives, you know, and there's people that who still have questions, and it's just attached to cannabis, right? It's just attached to, you know, reefer madness, and attached to, you know, the pie and this and stoner and pie and all those kind of things that go along with it, that, you know, brings a lot of stigma with it. So yeah, I mean, so great. I mean, I love the stuff you guys got going on now. What do you guys have planned for the future? Anything fun coming on?
Can we tell you about another hurdle that we had just today?
Yeah, please tell me.
So we were invited to participate at a farmer's market, a local farmer's market. We thought this will be so much fun. And we know a lot of people, and it's another way to get the product out and to talk about CBD and adaptogens and how they can help people. And then literally we're about to announce it, you know, and we're all excited about it. We were jumping up and down about it. And then we get an email saying, so, sorry, but I hope you didn't publicize it because in fact, we're not allowed to have CBD edibles at the farmer's market, only tinctures. And, you know, which for me as a food person, I'm like, wait, they're both consumables. You know, you eat a gummy, you swallow a tincture. What's the difference? But apparently, well, you know a little bit more about it.
Yeah. So apparently the State Board of Agriculture, who governs these farmers markets, just, you know, expressed that that's the law right now, states that you are not allowed to sell edible CBD at New York State farmers markets. This particular market vendor or market producer was not aware of that until today. So, you know, once again, it's another hurdle that we're going to face. We've done some events. We've done some other kinds of markets where we're able to get out there and meet the customers. But, you know, even in a progressive state like New York, where the laws are, more generous towards people in this space, there's still, you know, issues that we're dealing with. But in terms of the future, you know, I mean, we are now sold on the West Coast here. We have some places in the Portland, Oregon area and Seattle. And, you know, we're just trying to reach other markets, kind of replicate what we're doing successfully in New York and other cities. And, you know, we're trying to build our wholesale base and widen the distribution. And, you know, we have a lot of interesting things kind of simmering right now. And you just kind of never know when one of them blossoms into something bigger. But the organic growth that we're having, it's steady. It's slow, but it's steady.
But we did have our biggest month in November, which was a surprise, you know, and it threw our production into craziness. But then it also taught us how to be more efficient in the kitchen doing production. So it was a great challenge for us. And it's for us to grow organically, mostly word of mouth, like Doug says. To me, that's a gift because it's not, you know, like so we were in New York Magazine. That's amazing. You know, we had a nice burst of sales during that time period that it first came out. And now we'll wait to see if these are repeat customers. You know, so every opportunity to meet someone new, virtually or not, is a great opportunity.
Yeah. And once again, did I interrupt you?
No, go ahead.
Once again, CBD is what we're concentrating on right now. But we expect by the end of the year, beginning of next year, the dispensaries will start to open in New York, and we'll know a lot more about whether we have the opportunity to work in this space as a small business. And that's a whole other frontier, you know, getting into the THC gummies, which it would be the same look and feel as what we do now. May or may not use adaptogens. You know, we still have a lot to figure out, but we know that New York is going to become the largest, if not up there with California, as the largest cannabis economy in the country. So we're poised to do some incredible things if things work out in that space.
Yeah, definitely. New York is definitely poised to be a big player, and I'm excited to see, you know, what's going to be rolling out here. And yeah, you know, not easy experiences, right? You know, getting ready. And you know, as I always say, cannabis industry, we work in the compliance industry, because it's like one week it's this and the next week it's that. And then they change it and then they go back to it. And then, you know, and it's just like, it's part of like being in the Wild West kind of thing, you know, in terms of like, we still don't have it down. We're not quite sure yet, you know, a tincture, you know, sublingual and edible, you know, what's really the difference kind of thing, you know? So
it's like different cannabinoids and like Delta 9, Delta 8, you know, these things. This, you know, there's so many little angles you can play here, but we just want to do one thing really well right now. And that's, you know, the best possible edible experience in this space that can be found.
Man,
in the whole universe.
No, definitely not. Before, you know, I let you guys run, you know, I love having entrepreneurs on and people who are doing great things, because I always love the different viewpoints that come on, and everybody always has a different way of going about their life and kind of a different way of what they view success as, right? So, you know, I guess we'll start with you, Silvana. How you define success, whether professionally, personally, spiritually, what does success look like for you?
It's a really good question. Success is flow. Everything to me is about the rhythm. So I follow the rhythm, and the rhythm takes me to great places. It's as simple as that. That's why I want to grow organically. I don't need, you know, investors. You know, we've chosen not to go. We have a lot of people who want to invest. Not interesting to us. You know, this is our business. We want to curate it. We want to mold it. And having that power, if you will, you know, has made our lives happier and simpler. I think all the layers that people add to businesses, and I have owned several businesses, it just makes things complicated. So to me, it's go with the flow, stay in the rhythm, and keep moving forward.
I love that. Yeah, definitely. You know, flow is something very underrated, something, you know, we talk about the vibe, you can feel certain things, and, you know, flow, it kind of plays into a little bit what you're talking about, your answer with adaptogens, right? You know, in terms of your body and how different bodies react differently, and how, you know, have to listen to the body, and same thing with the flow, right? I think sometimes a person wants to force something or feel like they have to do something or have to feel something, and it's just completely against the flow, right? And it kind of throws other things off as a result, right? There's going to be a reaction to that force, you know, to that kind of forcing the flow as long as going with it. And, you know, definitely, you know, making the choice to, you're 100% right. You know, you can have good investors and you're going to have very bad investors. And sometimes it's hard to tell until after everybody signed on the dotted line, you know, and it's already, things are, you know, sticky and that, you know, who knows at that point, right? So it's definitely nice to gamble on yourself and know where you're going and being able to do things with integrity the way you want to do. So I love that for sure. Now, Doug, tell me about how do you define success? You know, you had a little bit of time to think about it a little bit. So
no, I think success for me is about having maximum creativity without being stifled. You know, I spent so many years working for other people, corporations and, you know, big companies, and having lots of layers of approvals and things like that. And this has been the most rewarding job I've ever had, because we're creating everything together. We're both extremely creative people. And as long as we can stay creative, I know we can be successful, because there is no limit. You know, we are our own bosses and we can express ourselves through our products, and we put a lot of love into it. As long as we can retain that creativity, we're going to do okay.
So tell me, how can our listeners find out more about you, about Via Viaggio, buy your products, and connect with you?
Yeah, well, you can log on to viaviaggio.com, and we have a really beautiful website, thanks to Silvana. I added a few pictures, but, you know, it has a really nice backstory about us, explains about the adaptogens and the flavors that we use, and, you know, you can order directly on there. You know, we can also be found in several different cities in the Northeast, and you can also look on our website to see where we can be found at the different retail spots. We're on Instagram too. People like to, you know, have a more photo-driven experience. Via Viaggio, pretty easy to find on Instagram and Facebook too.
Very good, very good. Yeah, everybody check that out, and you'll be able to find links here, whether you're on the write-up or whether you're listening on your favorite platform, should be here in the descriptions. So check all that out. Check out Via Viaggio. Give it a taste, give it a smell, give it a look. And, you know, you guys are great. Doug, Silvana, I really appreciate you. Thanks for jumping on with me. And everybody, wherever you're listening, thanks for listening and making this part of your day today. So good luck to you and the rest of the year and beyond.
Thank you, Maynard. So we really enjoyed this.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening to Dank Discussions. We are so grateful for each and every one of you. Please make sure you subscribe and leave a review. We want to continue making dank content you want to hear, so give us some feedback about the topics you want covered. Feel free to reach out to us at grow@calican.com. That's GROW at CALACANN.com. And follow us on Instagram and Twitter for our latest updates.